Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're about to take off. The Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us right now if you've been injured, or if you just have any questions at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're here to help you answer your questions. You can come in and visit with us. You can come by our law firm and get our books, hard copies of our books, free. Why do we do all this? Because we do a variety of radio shows in the Denver area and the mountain areas. And we do a call-in show on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock on 6:30 a.m. KHOW. Why? We want you to have the information. You know, that we do that KHOW show as a community service to answer your question on any legal subject. It doesn't have to be an injury subject. Any legal subject. And we've been doing that literally for years. And we're glad to do it. We found out over the years people don't have information. They don't know. They're kind of guessing. I guarantee you, the insurance companies aren't guessing. Your enemy, the insurance company's not guessing. They have a strategy. They have a war plan. They have a game plan. You need one, and we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Back to these scooters. Brad, we got a lot of material to cover. So, you know, so they were riding in the bike lanes or riding on the sidewalks. Should they ride on the sidewalks? Should they ride in the street? What about if you have they weren't maintained properly? So that may be a cause of action against the manufacturer or the person that put them out there, like Bird or Lime. And now there's some cities moving to make Bird and Lime and the other companies maintain liability insurance. So if you're injured, you can do that. But that's just a beginning movement. That's in the genesis of the movement. So, Brad, I think you can buy, and you should inquire whether or not you can buy insurance to cover yourself if you're going to be riding these scooters, because many, many times car insurance policies, which we preach all the time about UM and UIM, many times those don't apply to this situation.
And the question is are you going to buy it in your own policy, and do you have it in your own policy, and do you have your own protections? Is somebody giving it to you, and you bought it, thinking that you might do that? Now, let's say I'm an average person, and I, you know, spend most of my time going back and forth to work, and I'm doing my life, and I'm thinking, what are the chances that I'm going to be on one of these e-scooters? There's not much of a chance. Now, if you've got teenage kids, you start thinking, you know, there's a chance that they might be on one of these e-scooters because they'll ride those things. And if they have apps on their phones, because most of them have phones by that time, that they can do that kind of stuff. So do you get protection for your family? But you're saying, okay, am I thinking about that in advance when I'm getting my normal car insurance? And you probably are not. Is it going to come under my home insurance? Probably not. Is it going to come under any kind of business insurance that I've got? Probably not. Is it going to come under my health insurance? Probably not. Now, you might get health insurance coverage or health care coverage, but it's not going to cover certain other losses you might have. So you're saying, what are the chances I'm going to ride it? So you don't think there's much of a chance you're going to ride it. And then all of a sudden, during a holiday, you go downtown Denver with your kids, and you, let's say you live in the suburbs or you live in Denver, and you go downtown, you go to 16th Street Mall, and there's these scooters, and you know, the kids look at you and say, come on, let's ride it. And you're saying, let's ride it. And the wife decides to ride it, or the husband decides to ride it, the other spouse. And you all jump on these e-scooters to go ride underwrite it. And the question is, does the app offer you insurance? Probably not. If it does offer you insurance, maybe you sign up for it and you pay the extra $20, $30 that it's going to charge you, but you don't know what your coverage is.
You don't know the exclusions. You don't know the definitions. You don't know what the insurance covers. And so, but you can say, wow, we got insurance.
And so you jump on there thinking you got insurance, and you may have no insurance at all. There's plenty of policies that are sold of insurance that when you finally look at them and break them down, there's not much coverage at all. So, you know, so now you're looking and saying, okay, where's my coverage and what kind of coverage do I have? And did I buy insurance and I didn't buy insurance? And you've got this fear of what might be available. And you've got to try and figure out what's available. And it's not going to be an easy situation to figure out.
So from the perspective of the scooter rider, you can look at things like failure to warn, a failure to instruct. Do they give you instructions on how to ride this? I mean, you assume, well, I know how to do this, right? I can do this. And do you know even how to stop it? Do you know how to make the throttle? Do you know what speed it goes? Do you know if you stand more in the center or more towards the front or the rear? Do you know that? Is that going to cause an accident? Is that going to cause an injury? And if it does, so failure to warn is one theory, one argument. But as Brad said a minute ago, that gives you an argument. It's hard to grab onto a legal argument when you're laying in a hospital bed, right? And so you need to make sure that you're covered. Another one is negligent maintenance. Did they maintain it? Did they inspect it? Did they ever inspect it? Was there an initial inspection? Was there a safety inspection? Were there records kept of inspections? How often did they inspect it? Because it's now sometimes in Denver, you can just lay the scooter right on the sidewalk and walk away. You don't even need to put it in a docking station.
Right.
You can just leave it.
And how about failure to instruct? Are they instructing you on how to ride it? And who's going to take the time to figure it out? Now, you know, all this is going to come down to a nightmare situation that Gary started to talk about earlier, about when you say, hey, you failed to warn me. You failed to inspect the item. You failed to maintain the item. You failed to instruct me. You failed to give me safety equipment or make it available, reasonably available, that I could use it. You've got me on this waiver, and maybe I can get around this waiver because there's negligence, gross negligence. But, you know, we can talk about the waivers later on if we have time, but probably we won't. And that might be another show. But we've got these waivers that we have to deal with. And when you start getting around the waivers, then you find out that your forum that you're allowed to bring your case is in an arbitration proceeding, not in Denver, not in a suburb of Denver, but in Phoenix.
Or New Jersey.
Or New Jersey. Or California. And you're told that's where you have to bring your arbitration. Or maybe they're good enough to say, okay, we can do it in Denver. But once again, it's going to be through arbitration. And then you start trying to figure out what all those rules are and what is the problem with that when, wait a minute, Bird and these other companies that have put the motorized scooter out on the streets, they get to pick their own judge, because that's what they're doing when they're an arbitrator. They get to pick who they want to have as an arbitrator. So of course, you get to pick one too, but they're pretty experienced at knowing who they want. That's going to give them the benefit of the doubt and some favorable rulings.
Right. So what do you do? I mean, we're pointing out all the issues to you, all the problems, all the issues. One thing, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can communicate live chat or otherwise through our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, if you've never gone to championsofthepeople.com, you need to. It's an information loaded website. All kinds of information there. All kinds of drug information, injury information, workers' comp information, books, shows, podcasts, instructions. You know, on our homepage, when you get to our homepage, there's two buttons you can easily click if you've been in an auto accident to see what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster the very first time. There's a 30-minute show you can listen to, and if you don't have time for that, we gave you a free, quick, easy, printable PDF checklist you can print, right? What you need to know. But I digress. Back to the scooters. So first, if you're going to do this, you must check to see if you can buy an insurance policy covering you for injuries that you get on the scooter. You must check doing that, because you don't want to be searching from a hospital bed asking your attorney, well, does my homeowner's insurance cover this? Or does somebody else, or do they have insurance? Or what am I going to do? I clicked on the app and they say I signed a release and I waived everything. I waived all my rights. Do I have any rights? So you might. Yes, we attack these things all the time. So first of all, you got to get the picture. Secondly, you got to get the right kind of insurance, right? And then you have to understand there are also different scenarios. So, Brad, now let's take it from the perspective, instead of the rider of the scooter, that he or she got hurt while they were riding down the road or the sidewalk or the bike lane. Let's take it from the perspective of they crossed an intersection that caused an accident between two cars, maybe even a pedestrian, as you brought up earlier. If you've got cars associated with the situation, then it might be under the definition of the policy where you have involvement of the use and operation of a motor vehicle, which might trigger UIM coverage.
It might. So here you are, you're on your motorized scooter, and you've stopped for the light to change, and you're taking your motorized scooter, and you're going across the road, and a car comes around and hits you. And you're going, okay, how do I get protection on this? And you've gotten your UIM coverage, and you've got your coverage, and you're going, man, they messed up my leg, and I'll probably live with a limp for the rest of my life, and I'll have pain, and now I'm not going to be able to do a lot of things that I might have otherwise been able to do, or that's happened to your child, and your spouse, and you're sitting there going, okay, does my car coverage cover this? And you've gotten hit by someone who doesn't have any coverage or has the minimum $25,000 limits, and therefore they're not going to cover much, if anything, of it. And you're saying, is my UM coverage going to cover it? And the first thing you need to do is you go to your policy and you read that part of the policy that talks about whether or not you're within the definition of a pedestrian if you're on a motorized vehicle. A motorized item, if you're on something that is not just person-powered, human-powered, and now all of a sudden you're facing a definitions argument, you're facing a coverage argument, you're facing an argument as to whether or not the insurance company is going to give you any money, and the one thing I can tell you better do at that point, you better get a lawyer, and you better get a lawyer very fast, because this is not going to be a fun trip as far as whether or not that coverage is going to be extended.
It's almost like in car accident cases, we tell you don't talk to the insurance company. You wouldn't want to talk to the company. You wouldn't want to talk to the representative from Bird or Lime or any of these other companies, the unicorn status companies that reach $2 billion valuation with no insurance, right? You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. We're here for you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. This is what we do. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Bell and Pollack. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollack will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollack. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. Today, this is Your Legal Minute. We are talking about texting and driving. You know there's a statute in Colorado that prohibits that. You also know many people still do it. You also know that when they're doing it, they don't see where they're going. They are distracted. They hit you. They injure you. What can you do about it? This is a big, important factor. This is important for you, your recovery. If you can prove the other driver was texting and driving and not watching where they were going, then that's in your favor. You present that to the insurance company along with your insurance claim. That's just part of the legal game plan. That's part of the game plan to protect you, your rights, your remedies, your recovery. Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Here we go. Legal rock and roll. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to help injured victims, and we've been doing it ever since. And we learned over the years that people don't have information. They don't know. They're guessing. You can't win when you're guessing, so we give you the information. That's a big, big motivational factor for Brad and I. We do all kinds of radio shows, and you know, I couldn't repeat them here on the air. You go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and see where we do the radio shows, see where we do the injury shows. See where we do the community service one-hour call-in on any subject show. Every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock on 630 KHOW, 630 AM dial KHOW. 1 hour. So we're injury attorneys, and we do that show so that you can call us on any subject. And we cover on that show subjects like property disputes, divorce, custody, bankruptcy questions, reorganization questions, title questions, estates, wills. You know, and the typical examples, we've heard them so many times. Somebody dies and they want to keep all the money, or they did keep all the money. That's what that show is designed for, is a community service. We've been doing it for years. So you can tune into that show on every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, 6:30 on the AM dial KHOW. All right, now back to these scooters. We're talking about these scooters. Now, so Denver's got a new ordinance. So finally we're catching up, right? We're working on it. And it's not the municipality's fault. I mean, all of a sudden these scooters just start appearing. What are we going to do with them? How are we going to regulate them? Is there a law? So Denver passed an ordinance, right? And the ordinance changed a few things. The mobility scooters, right, now are approved to ride in bike lanes or roadways where the speed limit is 30 miles or less. And that will remove them from the sidewalks. But if the speed limit is higher than 30 miles an hour, then they can ride on the sidewalk. And they had that, you know. And there's another rule and regulation: you can't go more than 6 miles per hour. Who does that? You can't cut diagonally across intersections and cause problems or issues. Who does? I see them do it all the time, right? So that now we have an ordinance that kind of governs that. Now, if you're mandated to ride a scooter, Brad, down a bike lane, and it says under the Denver ordinance you can ride a bike lane, you can ride in the street, wouldn't it be a proper and appropriate to look for somebody else that might be responsible for this? For example, you got a scooter rider riding in the bike lane, and there's a huge pothole. Bingo. Everybody goes flying, right? That's not maintained. The bike lane just disappears into oblivion, and you don't know what to do, and here you go. And a problem occurs, right? There's obstructions. I mean, you've done cases. I know you did one in the last 6 months on a car accident case for somebody couldn't see past the foliage and the trees and created a big problem. Well, that can be the same thing with a scooter.
It can be the same thing with a scooter. And the question is, who's responsible? And are you going to try and hold the city responsible? And to what extent do they have governmental immunity? To what extent do they have protection? And that's a whole nother show that we talk about what protection there is to the city or CDOT or anybody else when it comes to maintaining the maintenance of the roads and the damages or injuries that are caused as a result of that. But think about this. We're saying, okay, if the speed limit's 30 miles per hour or less, we want these mobility bikes and the e-scooters and everything out on the road with the people. But if it's higher than 30 miles an hour, then we're going to stick them over here with the pedestrians. So, you know, you're going, okay, the roads are 30 miles or higher than 30 miles an hour, 35 miles, 40 miles an hour. So that now puts all these bikes on the roads with the pedestrians. Now they've got certain limitations. They can only go 6 miles an hour, supposedly, or they can't exceed 6 miles an hour, and they must yield to pedestrians. But now you've got a whole new question of even what do you mean by yield? If you're going down a sidewalk and these things are being use in the cities. So you're going down a sidewalk where there's a bunch of storefronts and a bunch of doors to be able to go in and out of, and somebody's on a scooter or on one of these e-bikes, and they're going down the road at 6 miles an hour, which isn't very fast, but they're still going down the road at 6 miles an hour. Okay, who's got what yield And which side, even what side of the pedestrian are you supposed to pass? Are you supposed to pass on the right side or the left side? Are you supposed to pass on the door side where somebody's coming out of the door from one of the shops? Now they're at risk. Or are you supposed to pass on the far side, on the right side, and if there's room? And where you have a chance somebody's going to open up their car door and you're going to get hit. And where's the poor pedestrian supposed to go? And all these questions are questions that are getting established, and it's going to go back to something that we as personal injury lawyers have used forever, and we've called it rules of the road. And we decide rules of the road based on what is the most common and appropriate way to use these particular items.
You know, as long as we're visualizing this, and you brought up a great example, suppose somebody's walking out of a store downtown Denver, maybe on the 16th Street Mall, and so they're riding on the sidewalk with one of these scooters. Maybe they're violating the ordinance to ride on the sidewalk. Now, let's just visualize this, okay? They're riding down on their scooter. They got their earphones in, listening to music. They got their latte in one hand, right? So they're trying to ride the scooter with one hand, and they're trying to navigate their phone with their available hand, either the latte hand or the non-latte hand, and boom, and a problem happens. And so that has to be analyzed legally. And so since there was no car involved, so UM insurance, uninsured motorist, and UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, there's going to be an argument it doesn't apply. When cars are involved, we just told you it could apply, so you need to look at that. You need to have a good lawyer go after that. And so we got this example that I can visualize. Now, next one. You must then look to see who the responsible party is. If there's a pothole, a dangerous pothole, the scooter hits it and causes a big accident, it might not have affected a car, but the pothole would definitely affect the scooter. Then what's going to happen? The city's responsible. Maybe the contractor, the road contractor doing this, didn't provide provisions for scooters, but did provide adequate provisions for cars to go through the construction zone, but not scooters. So you're looking for an appropriate person responsible for these injuries. What about these scooters that are they supposed to comply with stoplights? Are they supposed to comply with speed limits? Are they supposed to comply with stop signs, yield signs? What is the issue? What are the laws?
And when you're renting a scooter, do you know? Do you know what those rules are? And that can be a big one. All the business owners. As business owners, you know that during wintertime, you have a duty to maintain the sidewalk. And in front, people who have houses, you know you have a duty to maintain the sidewalk. If there's something that could be a danger to these e-scooters now versus somebody walking, this wouldn't be a danger. But if you're on an e-scooter, it could be a danger. Do you have a duty to maintain? Do you have a duty to contact the city? Do you have a duty to do anything about it? There's a lot of homeowners associations now that the association itself requires that the people keep their sidewalks up if they start crumbling or having problems. It's the homeowner who's supposed to replace the sidewalk. You get a problem with that. And you know, we're trying to identify for you some of the things that are happening and some of the things you want to know about, some of the things you want to get protection about, and some of the things you want to be able to understand. One thing I know for certain, when you get on a scooter or you get on an e-bike and on one of these where you're using an app and just getting on it to use it to go down 10 blocks, you don't get any kind of course or direction or instruction on this. And for those of you who decide that you're going to have a few drinks and then, you know, the group of you are going to stop at a bar somewhere and have a few drinks, then you're going to go out and get these e-scooters and go down to the next bar. And then maybe from that, you're going to go home. Do you even know if there's a law about drunk driving or driving one of these scooters while under the influence of being intoxicated? And do you know what the rules are on that and what that can do to you as far as in a court of law?
So all that has to be analyzed. So if you got a car involved in the scooter thing, you need to be looking at car insurance. If you don't, you need to be looking at insurance covering yourself for this. If you're going to ride the scooters, you need to be looking for insurance that covers you, irrespective of fault or with fault. And you need to have this explained to you. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. All these things we talked about today, you know, failure to warn, failure to train, failure to properly instruct on how to use these things. And now certain cities like San Francisco are requiring the companies to have liability insurance to cover them. And they're voiding out these waivers. And they're voiding out these mandatory arbitration provisions. But that doesn't apply to you and everybody right now. So as Brad said earlier, you need to see an attorney right away.
Which, by the way, if you want to take up a cause, here's a cause for you. Try and get that same those same provisions, and maybe even stricter, that San Francisco has done into Denver. And try and get it into the Denver metropolitan area, all the different cities in Denver. Try and get it into the state of Colorado, where these companies, when they are renting these out, that they're required, just by virtue of the fact that you rent it, to extend decent, good, healthy insurance to you and the people you might hurt automatically within the policy, within the rental app, so that there is protection for people out there who are using our streets and are enjoying these things and are using them for necessary transportation, but are also making sure people are protected.
This trend is not going to go away. This trend is going to explode even further. So let's adopt it. Let's embrace it. Let's get the proper statutory and ordinance authorities requiring the companies to provide insurance without waivers, without arbitration provisions, without waiving your rights. Right? So, we've identified some of the issues today. If you've been injured, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's easy, right? championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. It's got all kinds of areas you can click on and go to and navigate. You can find out about our law firm. You can find out about our lawyers. You can find out about our past results. You can find out about our books. How cool is that? Bell and Pollock, information for you. Champions of the People, for a reason. We'll see you next week.